What am I doing here?
Good to see you've awoken at last, Your Highness. I had begun to think that you wouldn't.
Who are you? Why have you brought me here? Why am I bound?
So many questions, and all ones you surely know the answers to. Or has the blow to your head affected your memory?
You're the one who attacked the castle.
So you do remember. Then I won't have to explain as much.
Don't come near me.
You look uncomfortable, Your Highness. Surely you're used to silk sheets. I made sure the ropes were silk as well. Wouldn't want to mar that flawless skin of yours. And I do hope you like the gown. It leaves little to the imagination and isn't very warm, but...
Don't touch me!
You don't seem fully aware of the situation you're in, Princess. So allow me to clarify things for you. I could squeeze the very life from your neck if I wished, and there is nothing you could do to stop it. No one is coming to your rescue. So I suggest you learn to accept the fact quickly and listen carefully to every word I say. Your father is dead. Your kingdom has fallen, and you are the spoils of all this. I could have easily had you killed as well, or left you to rot in the dungeon for any number of my men to play with at their leisure. But no, I've chosen to keep you. You are my prize and mine alone. You should be grateful I took a fancy to you.
What are you going to do with me?
What an innocent question. You truly have been kept in that tower of yours far too long.
No, you can't.
And why not?
I've never...
I thought as much. Being kept a virgin until you were married off, and likely to some young lord as a betrothal pact, I'd wager. Sorry to disappoint you, Your Highness, but that's no longer in your future. You belong to me now. Although, I'm not without mercy. If this is to be your first time, then I will do all I can to make it memorable. I will teach you all about the pleasures of the flesh, my dear. I will introduce you to every little sensation that it can bring. And by the end, I will have you submitting to me.
Never. I'll never submit to you.
So you have some spirit. Good. I don't like weak women. I chose my prize well. Such warm, sweet lips. Long, soft hair. Smooth, flawless skin. Skin just begging to be marked. And such supple breasts, perfectly made to be grasped.
Stop it.
So soft. Can barely tell where your skin stops and the silk of the gown begins. And what's this? Your nipples are so hard, Your Highness. Could it be you enjoy this more than you say?
Stop.
I wonder just how sensitive they are. A bare touch and you squirm. And if I pinch, pull. Oh, what a lovely sound you make. Your moans are so lovely. You must really enjoy this. But we can't leave the rest of you unattended now, can we?
No, don't.
Oh my. So wet, Your Highness. Perhaps you're not as naive as you let on. Only one finger in, and I can feel you dripping down my hand.
Stop! Stop! No more!
No more? My sweet, we've only just begun. I'm going to make you feel every little twinge of pleasure that your senses can take, until your body feels as though it will break, and you are screaming with desire. I will leave you gasping and twitching with ecstasy. You can fight it all you like, my dear. But in the end, your body will betray you. You will give in.
Please. Why are you doing this to me? I beg you. No more. It's unbearable. I'll do anything. Anything. Just please, God, no more.
You're actually in pain, aren't you? You've never even been permitted to touch yourself before, have you?
No. It was forbidden. I was always kept under watch by the sisters to prevent me from committing such a sin. My father wanted me kept untainted.
Your father wanted a doll, a living statue that he could display proudly. Denied the right to feel anything but what he chose. He died too quickly then. He should have suffered more for doing such a thing to you.
What?
Whether you realize it or not, Princess, your father was not a good man. He bled the people of his own kingdom until they had almost nothing. Not to mention he attacked my homeland purely for our own riches. Though we drove his forces back, our king was wounded in that siege and died of infection days later. So it was left to me to lead our soldiers in my father's place.
Your father? Then you are their...
Prince. Well, king. Now.
And your first act as king upon your return from conquest is to rape your enemy's daughter. How does that make you any less of a tyrant than you claim my father was?
I assumed any child of his must have been equally as corrupt. It was my intention to torture you into submission. However, I see now that you were as much a victim of his rule as the rest of his people. Kept caged like a rare bird in your tower. Denied the freedom to explore even your own body. I won't torture you anymore. A woman such as you deserves to feel what real pleasure is. And I will give it to you.
No, please. Please, no more.
Relax your body. Don't fight it.
Happening. This feeling.
Yes, that's it. Let it come. Don't fight it. Let it come. Your body wished. This is what your body craves. What is natural for it to feel. What your father so cruelly denied you. Oh, you're even sweeter than I was expecting. Truly, I was wise to keep you. So sweet and pure. I must have more. Delicious.
Dear God in heaven, what is happening to me? I've never felt such things.
A shame that. Even the poorest person deserves to feel what God himself gifted us to feel. That your father kept you a prisoner in your own body was an unforgivable crime. I would wager he saw you as little else than a commodity to trade to some other lord for gold or power. But you are free from him now. Free to live your own life.
What are you doing? You are releasing me?
I see that I have wronged you. I will not ask your forgiveness, yet nor will I keep you prisoner. You are free to go.
Go? Where would you expect me to go? You yourself said that my kingdom has fallen.
Surely you must have relatives in other lands. If you wish, I will see to it that you are taken there unharmed, or wherever it is you wish to go.
You would truly let me leave?
You are not my enemy, princess. I was wrong to treat you as such, or to claim you as my property. If you wish to leave, you are free to do so. I will not stop you.
And if I should wish not to leave?
You would stay. After what I've done to you.
Perhaps I am being foolish. Yet I feel compelled to stay. You've opened my eyes to things I did not even know existed. And I want to know more.
Are you offering yourself to me?
I suppose that I am. Unless you would rather I leave. I did not mean to presume you.
Do you truly understand what you're asking? What you're offering?
Yes. I understand that there is no taking this back. And once it is done, no other man will want me. But I have nothing left now but this. Good or ill, I want to know.
It will hurt at first.
I have spent my life feeling almost nothing as I've sat within my room. If there must be pain, then so be it. I need to know. At least once in my life, I need to know.
Then I will be as gentle as I can. I will keep my word, and I will show you every little sensation that your body is capable of feeling. Close your eyes.
Why?
I want you to simply experience the sensations for now. Don't let my visage interfere with what you feel.
Very well.
Good. Now, feel my fingers tracing the lines of your skin along your neck, your collar, the curve of your breast, tracing its supple shape. Then over its peak, down along your stomach, to the soft lines of your hip and your thigh. Feel how they rake over your soft flesh. How my hot breath washes over your breasts. And how my lips enclose them. Your neck is so soft. My lips can feel the blood rushing beneath your skin. Even the scent of you, so beautiful. You must have been stolen from the heavens. How else could that bastard have had an angel such as you? Forgive me, my lady, but I no longer simply desire you. I need you. I cannot withhold myself any longer.
Then do what you must.
I will do my best to remain gentle, but please, ready yourself.
Please, do it.
Breathe, my lady. Breathe. The pain will pass. Just breathe. I'm going to begin moving now. I will go slow. Are you ready?
Yes.
Look at me, princess. Focus on my eyes. Try not to think of the pain. Is wrong. You simply feel amazing, so warm, so tight.
Oh, my lady, it is too much. I can't hold myself back.
Do what you must. Do not stop.
Put your arms around me, princess. Grab onto me. Yes. Less like that. Sink your nails into me. Don't let go. That's it. Don't fight it. Scream if you must. Let it overcome you. Let it take you. Oh, God, too much. I'm coming.
Imagine I could experience something like this. These sensations, these feelings. I cannot find the words.
Words are not needed, princess. What matters is that you have felt it. You know now what was kept from you. And I am glad that you are not disappointed.
Thank you.
What? You thanking me? God himself must be laughing.
What do you mean?
You have given yourself to me, and I have taken you. But now I claim you. I do not wish to see you leave. I choose to keep you, if you will stay.
You would have me?
Yes, but only if you choose it. Will you? Will you stay?
Yes, I will stay.
Then I will keep you. You will be mine, my lover, my wife, and my queen. You will share my bed and my throne and be the mother of my heirs. I will keep you safe. No other man shall touch you, nor shall I lie with any other woman, for I will have you.
Yes. There is only one thing I must ask.
Yes?
What is your name?
Yes, we have forgotten that little detail, haven't we? For now, rest and leave such things for the morning. There are a great many things we will need to speak about, but they will keep until tomorrow.
As you wish.
Rest, my dear. Be at peace tonight. I have you, and I will keep you safe. Sleep, my darling. There will be much awaiting us tomorrow. This is only the beginning.
But what a sweet beginning it has been.